This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, before we continue with our series called Street Credibility from the Book of Proverbs, a word of explanation. The message you're listening to all this week was actually given during Thanksgiving week, thus some references to the holiday Thanksgiving. Just wanted you to know it'll all unfold as you listen because it's applicable to any time of the year. God bless you as you listen. Studying a book called Proverbs. And I've actually had people think that there's something second class about the book of Proverbs. You know, it's not up there with the book of Romans. It's not up there with the book of 1 Corinthians. And I understand that. It's not up there with one of the prophets, the book of Isaiah or Jeremiah. But take note of this, why I think it's important to read Proverbs. Jesus quoted more from Proverbs than any other book of the Old Testament other than Isaiah. So what does that say to you? It was important to Jesus Christ for us to know the Proverbs. If it mattered to him, it matters to me, is my point. If the book of Proverbs mattered to him, they matter to me. And what I'm going to do today, I'm going to share five verses out of Proverbs, honest and being truthful with you. I've never heard anybody speak from these verses before. Sat under my dad's preaching for years, never heard him talk about it. I've heard people quote these verses, even in jest. One of these verses people use in jest to make fun of their wives, and it wasn't written for that purpose. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But there are five what I call better verses. Verses that say it's better to do this than it is to do that. It's better to be this than it is to do this or be that, and let them speak to you on this Thanksgiving, five verses that have the word better in them, because I think they're profound advice for every man, every woman that's here today. It starts in Proverbs 15, beginning at verse 16. Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. Better a meal of vegetables where there is love than a fattened calf with hatred. Chapter 17, verse 1. Better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife. And now let's pause here. Men, I don't want to hear that you use this all the way home to talk about your wife because it applies to both genders, to husbands and wives. But let's bring it up. Verse 21, 9. Better to live on a corner of the roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife. Just flip the gender. It applies. Better to live on the corner of a roof than share a house with a quarrelsome husband. It's better to live on the roof than to live with quarrelsome parents. It's better to live on a roof than live with quarrelsome children. It applies to everyone in the family. Better to live on the corner of a roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife. And then one more. 28:6. Better a poor man whose walk is blameless than a rich man whose ways are perverse. This is going to have something to say to every man that's here today about your life, about the way you relate to people, how you relate to people this Thanksgiving on Thursday, because these verses are so applicable. And we start with, let's bring up the first one again. Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. One commentator says this, to many of us, we have been brought up into the notion that money brings happiness. We think if we only had another 1,000, another 5 grand, another 10 grand, 50,000, 150,000, we would at least be able to buy the one thing we've been trying to buy. We'd be able to move up to a better house, a better car, a better part of the country. Too many of us have bought into the notion that money brings happiness. The Bible is not against wealth or prosperity. It's just honest about it. Generally speaking, the Bible says that people who have a lot in this life also have a lot of trouble.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.